Today's edition of CNN Student News starts with an update regarding Syria. Yesterday, we looked at some of the key players in the U.S. debate over possible action against the Middle Eastern nation. Teachers, you can find that video on our homepage. Today, we're focusing on the global community, and we begin in Sweden. President Obama was there yesterday talking about the so-called red line, something he first mentioned more than a year ago.
A red line for us is we start saying a whole bunch of chemical weapons moving around or being utilized. That would change my calculus. That would change my equation.
The idea of the red line is that if it's crossed, whoever said it could act in response. So that was what President Obama said in 2012. Here's what he said yesterday in Sweden.
I didn't set a red line. The world set a red line. The world set a red line when governments representing 98% of the world's population said, the use of chemical weapons are abhorrent.
Governments around the world are having conversations about Syria. We're going to start with the United Kingdom. Last week, the British Parliament voted against the possibility of a strike against Syria. Prime Minister David Cameron says that's a dangerous move that could encourage more chemical weapon attacks. In France, President François Hollande gave a similar message to lawmakers in his nation. President Hollande says if the Syrian government isn't punished, it would send a signal to other countries with chemical weapons. The French National Assembly started debating the idea of a strike yesterday. The Syrian government denies that it has used chemical weapons, and the president of Russia doesn't think Syria has used those weapons either. President Vladimir Putin says he thinks it's absurd that Syrian forces would use chemical weapons, since he says they have the upper hand against the rebels. Putin says there needs to be proof that chemical weapons were used. U.S. emergency crews are gradually getting a massive wildfire under control. We told you about the Rim Fire. It's been burning in California since mid-August. This Rim Fire has cost California more than $39 million. It's one of the largest wildfires in California history. Monday night, firefighters had it 70% contained. Rain and cooler temperatures were helping out with that. Wildfires, of course, can have a wider impact than just burning land and damaging homes. The Rim Fire forced schools to close and sports practices to be canceled. Now things are starting to get back to normal.
You know, just watching the fire, you know, just concerned about our homes and stuff. So it feels good. We had our tournament, so we're feeling good to get back going. We're excited for our season.
The U.S. government first recognized the Pledge of Allegiance in 1942. It added the phrase, under God, in 1954. In recent years, that phrase has been challenged in American courts. But every attempt to remove the mention of God from the pledge has failed. Massachusetts' highest court is hearing a similar case on this, but with a twist. It's not arguing that the mention of God violates the First Amendment, like previous cases. It's arguing the phrase goes against state law. Massachusetts' Constitution says that all people are born free and equal and have certain natural, essential, and unalienable rights. Plaintiffs in the lawsuit say that the phrase under God violates the rights of students who don't believe in God by discriminating against them. Defendants say there's disagreement, but not discrimination, that the phrase doesn't violate anyone's rights because students can choose not to say the pledge. A lower court agreed last year, saying the phrase under God does not convert the exercise of the pledge into a prayer. An atheist couple appealed that ruling, and what Massachusetts Supreme Court decides could have an impact nationwide. If you're on Facebook, we'd like to get your opinion on this. Talk to us at facebook.com/CNN Student News.